T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. And a Tuesday isn't a Wednesday. It's on a Thursday. It's a trade day. As the heavyweight champion of the Marks and Reese golf tournament is here with us today, Ike.
Yes!
Wow. Yeah,
yeah, man. Yes! There were people that after you left,
yes,
that were coming up to me and being like, yo, man, come on. He's an employee of the station. How's he going to win the tournament?
Why? I'm supposed to. What are you talking about? How do you put on a golf tournament, you want to put together a team that's going to win it for the station. And if not win it, then be in second or third.
Right.
So I came in, I told you guys that I was going to put together a squad to come out there and get a win.
And
even when we were out there on the greens, I told everybody out there on the greens, look, I ain't come here to have fun. It's 100 degrees. I can go find something else to do to have some fun. I'm coming to get this win.
So, Ike, if we could describe, and by the way, it was a great outing. We'll give you some details of it.
I'm fired up right now. I don't know what to do.
Man, I told everybody. They introduced me to the commissioner, whoever he was. Hey, man, this the guy here that, hey, man, I'm here to kick your ass.
Yep. And he said it, too. I heard him.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here to win.
I heard him. He's like, this is, he's the general manager of blah, blah, blah. He goes, I don't care who you are. If you're playing, you're losing.
Yeah, me and my dogs, Anthony, Rocco, and Matt, we're here to win.
All right, so check it out. Like, we've heard about Trey going to these different tournaments.
We can't control him.
We can't control him. So he's going to all these different tournaments.
Yes.
He's coming home with trophies. He's bringing trophies in here. He's placing second. He's placing first. But he was short on the details of who was on his team, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was all some guys that I play with. He won't give details. So we saw the team yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're a university of somewhere golf
hey,
team.
Man, hey,
right?
Which
college golf team are they on?
What I did was I put together the Golden State Warriors of golf. I put together some guys that could drive the green. You know, I mean, there are a couple par fours that we just went ahead and drove the green.
They did. I witnessed that because they hit up on us several times.
Yeah. You know, I tried to ask Ike. I was like, hey, man, you want us to go ahead and go in front of you? And I was like, no, man, calm down. All right. You know, I got some hitters back here now. You know, and my guys, man, it was a great team, man. You put together a squad. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I held it down for the radio station. That's what I'm supposed to do.
So next year, I'm going to find a couple pros at assorted country clubs.
I didn't even bring my female golfer. I have a nice little young lady that I like to bring with me, too. You know, I'm a recruiter. I put together a squad. We're coming to a golf tournament near you. Look out. If you see me out there, look out. Especially if it's a team that I put together.
Yep. Well,
coming
there you
to
go.
Win.
Well, like it was a great day yesterday. Great weather, warm. We thank everybody for coming out. It was hot. You had your towel, you had your head towel that you were you were using. You were sopping it up, but a great day. And we thank everybody for coming out.
For sure, for sure. Awesome day of golf, man. Had a lot of fun. Had some people that were there last year that came back again this year. Had some new faces there, so
yeah.
Seemed like everyone had a great time. Thank you to everyone out there at White Clay Creek Country Club for putting on a great event.
Yes,
had a full participants, right?
Oh, yeah. it was jam packed.
A couple of them were looking a little salty when they called me up for the win, but you know,
yeah, there was
the guy
people.
That won, the crew that won second place. I'm like, all right, man, you had your time. All right, sit down. You know, you're the first loser. Sit down. Because now it's time to make room.
It's Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, for number one. Yeah, you know,
now, Trey
first,
was literally in this banquet hall standing in the middle.
That's right.
Screaming and yelling at people. I told you.
Such a gracious winner.
Yeah,
the guy that was in second place, he kept trying to stand up there a little too long, man. I'm like, look, your time is up. You get up there, you get your certificate, go sit down. Because you got to make room for number one. And, you know, and here we come.
There
right,
he is.
Listen, we got 4 hours to keep him contained today.
We do. Maybe a little bit less. We might give him a little Benadryl. Your allergies bothering you today? We'll give you some Benadryl. So Ike, last night, I'm 1 hour shorter on sleep because of the Phillies. And I saw the game's too long. It was, if they would have finished it out in the ninth inning, it would have been the standard 3-hour and 5-minute game. Not that I wanted to go to bed. I actually left my couch and went upstairs and watched the rest of it in bed. But, you know, we have the same issues with the Phillies, which is the bullpen that's not going away because it's being managed the same. And here's the bottom line. The Phillies right now are 38-32. I totally disagree with what Kapler's doing with the bullpen. And at the heart of it, he believes what he's doing is the right way to do it. He stood by it. We'll play the cuts for it last night. But overall, I'm happy with where this team is right now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's for a Phillies fan, especially the ones that have been sort of diehard fans. You watch the team play, and there are nights you want to pull your hair out. You're throwing your remote. You're throwing stuff at the TV. You're yelling at the TV. They've given a game away. But then there are nights when they pull these games out, and you don't know how they pulled the game out. And so, you know, I think the most important thing is that they are 38-32, six games over 500. They went through their little rough patch about a week or so ago. Now they've won six out of their last eight games. And it's not, I guess, winning pretty, but it's winning. And I think in the end, that's all you can ask for. But they're getting by. The one thing I look at the team and I say, is it a sustainable way to win ball games? In other words, can you go by this formula night in and night out and more often than not come away with a W? Like a fluky thing happened. Like, when was the fluky thing that even kept St. Louis in the game?
Yep.
You get a wild pitch on a strike three.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nappy's got to – he's going to stop that. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to start to lose it.
I think we got to take his nickname back, too. We got to stop calling him Nappy.
You got to talk to Gabe about that. I can't control that. Mikey had a nice play last night.
Yeah.
Nice defensive play.
Real nice play last night.
And that shows you why he should be playing third base more than
he looks
probably,
like a third baseman.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
He looks like a third baseman.
Now, this guy, I'm sure he looks like a catcher. Listen, if you're not hitting 200, you better damn be pretty good on defense. And he missed that last night. He knew he missed it or whatever. But I guess it's one of the problems I have with this team is that I would rather have a defensive catcher that doesn't hit a lick, but I know you're going to be, when he's out there twice a week, he's going to be able to, he's going to be able to stop the ball, he's going to be able to call a good game. But, I mean, really, if you look big picture right here, Phillies are six games over 500. We have another couple weeks here before the All-Star break. You have two series against the Nationals that sandwich the Yankees coming in the Citizens Bank Park. Trey, it's a pretty big couple weeks here for the Phillies in this season.
Definitely, and I think that's one of the things that Gabe is doing is just keeping his guys positive, keeping that positive energy going, keeping everybody riled up, keeping the troops going. You know, I mean, I think that when you're pulling off an ugly win like this, that kind of defines the team. And I think, you know, Gabe is going to make his mistakes because this is his first year, and then you have a bunch of young guys where you're trying to get them to trust what they see and act on what they see and execute it. So there are going to be some growing pains, and I think that what he's doing is keeping these guys positive, keeping a good energy around them so that they can continue to work on what they need to get done and just trust what you see, because the game is so difficult and you have to make a decision so quick that he wants them to be able to – I don't think coming down on them is going to make it any better for them when it's such a mental thing that's happening out there.
Yeah, I know you like him being I
love the positive energy.
Positive K.
I'm totally fine with the positive stuff. I was up even later watching the press conference last night with him. Can we actually hear the last cut, Ben, that I sent you? It's number three. It's that – like, you know how I feel about the bullpen thing. Your best pitcher is Sir Anthony Dominguez in the bullpen. If you don't want to use him as the closer, get somebody else in as the ninth inning guy only. He's one inning, you put him in there. Because right now, the Phillies bullpen and the ERA in the ninth inning is 4.82. It's their worst inning of the game.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, and that's why even though they sit at 38-32, you know, I still don't feel comfortable with the team. I just don't. I'm happy they are where they are. And I think they're in the hunt like we sort of expected them to be. You know, I mentioned this last week that we can't have this sort of revisionist history when we go back to the beginning of the season and all of a sudden act as if this was supposed to be some sort of building year and playoffs didn't matter. No, we were all talking about a wild card spot at the beginning of the season. So they are right on course to do that. I just some of the wins are coming in a flukish manner. And when you're winning that way, it can either be what Trey just said, that it's sort
one
of
those seasons.
It's just one of those seasons.
Yeah.
Or it could be fool's gold.
Yep. Yeah, you worry which one's which.
Yeah, so
you know what? I'll say this.
I'm not comfortable just yet.
The offense is coming around.
I will. It has been some hitting lately.
Hoskins has been going deep. Just missed another one last night.
Yep.
Crawford maybe can start to do something, but yes, Santana's been hitting well as of late.
Odubel's back.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, he's back.
God, it's amazing. And a bad defensive play last night ultimately probably cost St. Louis the game.
So let's
hear Gabe right here. And this is the Sir Anthony thing. It's a good question by Todd Zielecki. Here it is.
Did you get to a point where you have say, you know what, we're going to make Sir Anthony our ninth inning guy and just let all those other guys you mentioned kind of be sixth, seventh, eighth inning guys? You know, would life be easier for you? Are you close to that? Are you thinking about that at all?
I think anything's possible. I don't think it's out of the question that we would give the ninth inning to Sir Anthony. I'm not sure that that's what's best for the Phillies, and I will always do what I think is best for the Phillies. And sometimes that's going to mean, you know, matching up in the ninth. Sometimes it's going to mean giving a guy a chance to take the entire ninth. Sometimes it's going to mean using Sir Anthony earlier in the game or Ramos earlier in the game. I don't know that it's necessary to designate anybody for one particular inning, especially given how much confidence we have in several guys.
Yeah, well, you have confidence in several guys, then give Sir Anthony the ninth inning and use those other guys you have so much confidence in the high leverage situations, Ike. Yes, they have three or more relievers.
Let me hear the beginning of that again, Ben. The beginning.
Could you get to a point where you have, say, you know what, we're going to make Sir Anthony our ninth inning guy and just let all those other guys you mentioned kind of be seventh, sixth, seventh, eighth inning guys? You know, would life be easier for you? Are you close to that? Are you thinking about that at all?
I think anything's possible. I don't think it's out of the question that we would give the ninth inning to Sir Anthony.
Yeah, but then he circled all the way back and said,
hell?
No.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yes.
That's what I thought I heard.
He started off by saying, yeah, anything's possible. We could do it. And then he said, hell no, I'm not doing that, Trey.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm sitting there listening.
He doesn't believe in it.
Did he just talk himself out of what he said at the beginning of that?
I'm glad you heard it. At the end of it, he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it.
Right.
The answer is no,
he's not going to do that.
He's
not going to do it, yes. That's the answer.
Unless the boss tells him he has to, right, and he's going to go kicking and screaming.
Right.
888-729-9494. So, Trey, everything that we have with the Phillies, from the madness that's the bullpen, the worst ERA of any inning for the Phillies is the ninth, right? To the fact that they're six games over, to the fact that the players seem very happy, to the fact of we're 70 games in, and the Phillies, if the playoffs started right now, are tied with the Nationals.
There you go.
So, as a Philly fan, happy so far? I mean, it's a really simple question. I'm going to take some phone calls on this today. Right? I think you got to be. Think you got to be happy.
You should be. But, you know, everybody kind of gets like, oh, my God, he gave up these runs.
But
still
are
got
you
to win.
Secure with this team?
Hey, man.
Not secure.
No, you're not secure.
You're not secure. But they keep finding a way to win.
At some point, it's going to figure itself out, and Kapler's not even going to have a choice. It's just going to be like, okay, I guess this guy has to pitch a ninth inning, right? It's going to
– I guess.
In spite of Kapler, the bullpen, I'm hoping will eventually manage itself out. But are you happy, or are you saying, like, yeah, I'm happy, but I'm also not really secure with what this team is? 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. The 76ers also, draft is coming up.
Oh, man.
And boy, do
Thursday
we have some.
Thursday night, big night.
We have some scenarios. I like Dario Saric, fellas. I'm beginning to wonder how much we're going to like him if he's the one piece. Who's the one piece on this team that you would use as a trade chip? And that's for everybody out there. Who's the one piece? And if you're trying to – couple of the reports that were out there was Sixers trying to get in the top five. Sixers trying to get DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to trade just the 10th pick.
One piece that's not Robert Covington.
Yeah, don't give me the –
okay.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to trade Rocco in the 10th to get into the top five. All right? Come on, man.
I would say Dario.
So would you trade Dario?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Trey?
I would trade Dario before I would trade Markelle Fultz.
Well, Fultz. Yeah. I would. You trade Fultz over Dario?
Yeah.
Well, it means you would probably have to give up less than Dario and something else if you were going to. So what commodity would you trade if you were the 76ers, if you were planning on moving up into the top five, trying to move up to the top five of the draft? Trying to get DeMar DeRozan. Kawhi's a whole different story because you're going to have to include a lot of different things if you're going to do that. So that's the 76er question. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on a Trey Day. Trey's got the red pen out.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's still on his tournament high of winning.
Yes.
The Marks and Reese Invitational.
Yes.
He's bragging.
Yes. No, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what happened. You know, there's no bragging about it. This is just what happened. We came, we saw, and we conquered.
Yes, we did. Or yes, you did. Marks and Reese, we're back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.